from today's broadcast and the beautiful trees that are out here on the Wesley Boland Plaza and the whole state capitol grounds. But we have a pretty special broadcast coming up and a pretty neat arboretum in Arizona.
Yeah, coming up on February 27th, we will be having the Arizona Community Tree Council's Tree Climbing Championship, which the ACTC hosts every year. But this year, we won't be in Flagstaff like we were last year or in Prescott the year before. We will be at the Boyce Thompson Arboretum in just outside Superior. And we had the tree climbing competition there, I want to say 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and it was a blast. They have these incredible eucalyptus trees, which those of you who've been to the arboretum are very familiar with. It's the Australian garden they have there, and it's just an amazing place. But it's a good day to get out, get your whole family out, go see the Boyce Thompson Arboretum if you've been planning a trip out there. This should be a great weekend to go. The weather's beautiful. The trees are all blooming, and it's just an incredible place. But what a great time of year. Before it gets too hot, February 27th, Saturday, mark your calendar to go out to see some of the best tree climbers in the state of Arizona competing for in several different events. It's a judged competition. The winner of that event will go on and represent Arizona in a regional competition toward the ISA International World Championships, which are held somewhere in the world every year. Arizona's feature tree climbing competition is coming up on Saturday, February 27th.
Then a couple weeks after that, we're actually in your backyard.
We will be at the Real Gardens for Real People tour at our garden. We would love to see some of our listeners come out and drop by the Rosie on the House table. We'll have our Talking Trees radio broadcast from 8 to 9 o'clock. Then the tree tour starts at 9 o'clock. We might even have a few giveaways to give to our listeners who come by the radio booth at our garden on that day.
You can check the community calendar at rosieonthehouse.com for more details on those events. We've got a texter that has a orange tree that's done wonderful for years and years and years, and they recently planted a garden nearby. And this year, they have no oranges. And they want to know if there's any reason you would think that the garden has anything to do with the orange tree not producing.
Well, it's always good to be looking at possible disruption of the root zone of the tree through any kind of construction activities. People sometimes wonder why their trees aren't doing so well when they've trenched near them or had a construction project nearby where they've had to cut roots. If the garden is that close and you were actually cutting some roots, it could certainly affect the overall health of the tree. Why it wouldn't bear fruit at all is another issue. I'm not really certain. We had a really low fruit-producing year this year because we had a little lapse in our irrigation for a couple weeks, and it really affected our harvest this year. So we have fewer fruits than we did. So, and sometimes fruits are kind of alternate bearing years. They've got a really bumper crop one year, then the next year they'll have a lighter fruit set, and it's just a function of the overall health of the tree. Good reason to be fertilizing at least once a year.
And then a couple in Tucson want to know about figs. Any good varieties that grow in Tucson?
You know, I'm not really certain. I know Tucson's a little bit colder, and figs being a deciduous tree, I think they'd be fine, just like they are here in Phoenix. They don't mind the colder winters. I would really consult with one of your local nurseries, like Savano Nursery or one of the others down there, and get some advice on what would be a good variety to plant in the Tucson area.
Do you have any figs on your grounds?
We have a big fig tree. It's a beautiful tree. It's older. It's got a lot of dead wood in it, but the dead wood is supporting some of the live branches. So we're kind of nursing this tree along. We were just looking at it yesterday, wondering if we're going to have to put a prop under one of the large branches to prevent it from breaking. Because if those big dead limbs in the inside that are kind of providing a scaffold for the live limbs would ever break, then the live limbs would simply collapse. But it's a big, big, beautiful tree. Yeah, it's a good 30 feet across, about 20 feet tall. It's beautiful.
You have some good produce coming off it?
Yeah, it will occasionally produce two harvests in a year, so it's kind of cool. Some fruit trees will do that. They'll have a main fruit set, and then they'll produce some fruit a little bit later in the year.
Now, you've got a couple teaching classes coming up as well. You spend a lot of time at the botanical gardens helping homeowners get a little bit.
Yeah,
of...
if you want some, we teach these three-hour pruning clinics all through the spring, and the two that are coming up right now is for City of Scottsdale residents only. We're having a pruning class on March 5th, Saturday, March 5th, at the Xeriscape Garden, Hayden and McDonald Drive. You can register through the City of Scottsdale. Also, we have one of the classes I'm teaching at the Desert Botanical Garden. The next one is Sunday, April 10th. That should be up on the Desert Botanical Garden website, and you can register for that.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of us is through our website, which is www.itreeservice.com. That's just the letter I, treeservice.com. You'll have all the information on contacting us.
And any closing thoughts here? We've got a lot of bullet points for February. We've got pruning. The best advice is probably don't overdo it.
Well, this is a time of year when all your shrubs can be cut back. If you want to cut some of those smaller shrubs back, you can make a little heavier pruning on those, do some restoration, rejuvenation pruning. And a good time to be pruning all your evergreen trees as well.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to get on, or text 411-923 as we move into our open line hour here at Rosie on the House. We appreciate it. John Eisenhower, our certified arborist at Integrity Tree Service. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.